Bruno was lying flat, with his eyes wide open and a couple of fangs showing beneath his lips. He was trembling with rage. Drover, you ever seen an uglier dog than that one?
No, I never did.
Me neither. Can you imagine what his mother must have looked like? A growl came from deep in Bruno's throat.
I don't like his pointed ears.
You know why they're pointed, don't you? When boxers are born, they have such big floppy ears that a surgeon has to cut off 2 yards of hide. And then they whack off the tail, and then they put the pup's face into a shop vise and mash it till it looks just like Bruno's.
No kidding?
Yep. And as you might expect, it affects the brain, too. Mashes it down to the size of a dog biscuit. The growl in Bruno's throat was growing louder. That's why boxers are so dumb. Brain's been smallered. It's a mark of the breed. They tell me you can't get papers on a boxer unless he's too dumb to walk across the street. They give him a test, see, and all the ones that flunk become registered boxers. By this time, the growl had become a steady roar. And that's why you never see boxers working cattle, just too frazzling dumb to hold down a steady job. Bruno's eyes were cloudy, as if they were filled with smoke from a fire burning inside. His teeth were snapping together. Maybe he was crushing imaginary bones.
Why would anybody want a dog that was so big and dumb and ugly?
I've wondered about that myself, and the only answer I can come up with is that maybe if a guy had a piece of log chain that he didn't know what to do with, he'd buy a boxer to hang it on. That did it. Bruno erupted again and lunged at us, his mouth wide open and full of jagged teeth. I got a real good look at his tonsils, which appeared to be a little inflamed. I jerked my head at Drover, and we were both sending up a line of Z's when the cowboys came out again. Bruno, what in the world? Bad dog, why can't you just lie still and shut up like these other dogs? Bruno whimpered. Well, I guess I'd better go. Bruno's on a snort. See y'all later. When the pickup drove off, me and Drover sat up and grinned and waved goodbye to our new friend. Bruno was so mad, his eyes were crossed and foam dripped off his chops. That's what makes being a cow dog worthwhile. Teamwork.